episode 249, Your Angelical Why.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy
the
day,
radio.
Beautiful friends and ladies. I love you. Can I just say it's time? I am tired today, but you know what? You make me smile. And so I can never be tired when I'm around you. Are you ready to get your day moving and grooving? Well, we have to have a heart-to-heart today. We really do. And it's going to be a great heart-to-heart. It's going to talk about your angelical why. And you're probably going, why are we talking about this? Well, we'll get into that here very soon. But if you're just finding this beautiful family, welcome, welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. I'm so glad you're here and I'm glad you found us. And if you've been with us from the very beginning, yes, praise the Lord, I love it. We are experimenting and we are growing and learning as we go through life and our journeys together, supporting one another. And what better way to do that than to do it together, because otherwise, frankly, it gets just plain lonely. And whether you're just a mom, as we like to say, which we aren't just a mom, that is the most important job next to serving our Heavenly Father that we have here on earth, because you're raising up a new generation to go out and serve others and to live out their God-given purpose. So that is a huge responsibility. Then on top of that, you may be married, you have a sweetheart, and you still have to live the purpose for your life. Boy, when you start to write all of that down, you feel like there's a lot going on already, and we're just beginning the day. You're like, okay, I'm tired too. Well, we all can relate. And so I am glad you're here. I'm glad we can support each other. I'm glad that we can grow together. So today we're going to talk about your angelical why. Now I have to give props to my wonderful hubby because he helped me actually come up with the title to this podcast. And I thought this is really good because I've been somewhat fighting with this whole idea of why. Being a coach, as a life coach, a coach in fitness and the wellness industry, and whatever you name it, I coach, I teach, I do it all. And it really kind of baffles me sometimes how we just throw words out. And we begin to change the definitions of what they truly mean over time. And that can be somewhat disturbing when you're kind of raised in a different age. And then now, I talk to my children, and so I'll mention a word, and they look at me like, Mom, what do you mean by that? And I'll tell them my meaning, then they'll tell me their meaning that they see it as. It amazes me how different it can be. And so with this whole quote-unquote why thing, I did air quotes there for you. Did you see them? Everybody says you got to attach your why. You've got to know really what is it. If you hold on to the why, you can get through anything. How far has that gotten you? Has that gotten you very far? Have you lost all the weight that you wanted to? Have you earned that $1 million that you've dreamt of that you knew that network marketing company would bring you to? Have you actually accomplished exactly what you wanted to in the last year? Now, if you've accomplished all of that, man, high, absolutely positively virtual high fives all along. But you know what? Most of us fall way short of that. And when you talk to people, you even talk to a coach, they say, well, what's your why? Let's figure out what your why is. Because if you have your why, you can go on. You can figure out what you want to do. And in those tough times, you grab onto that why and you keep moving forward. And I just had a really difficult time with that. And I've been struggling with that myself, partly because of what I'm doing in my personal walk, but also what I'm doing with the business side of things, Create Your Now. And mine intertwined together because literally I'm living my business through my life. Does that make sense? And you all are a part of that. You are a part of my family. I see you as sisters and brothers in Christ. You are a part of me. And so I mean, yes, you're not necessarily directly blood, meaning I didn't give birth to you, right? But we are still connected in an amazing core, called Jesus Christ. And that is awesome. That's awesome sauce. But then when we start to throw in sometimes our earthly talkings, and we sit there and we look at, okay, well, this is where I see my personal life. This is where I see Create Your Now. And they're blended somewhat together because of what I do. Where do I really want it going? Where does God have me, you know, what journey does he have me on? Where is he directing me, the path that I'm supposed to be? Because sometimes those paths change. And so I was working on my why, going, you know, and I asked myself this question, well, why am I doing this? What is my why? And ultimately, it's to serve. It truly is. I am a servant to the Lord. And I believe that what I'm doing is serving a purpose. It is serving you. This podcast gives you something. It gives you either motivation, gives you joy, gives you hope, gives you, I pray, something along those lines. Maybe even gives you love, gives you grace, gives you forgiveness. You see, because our lives aren't perfect, right? And sometimes we don't know exactly what somebody needs, but it's amazing how God just knows the right timing for everything. And so in searching through this why, I was struggling with it because I'm like, Lord, I know there's something bigger here, but I can't put words to it. I don't get it. Oh, and of course, I began to talk out loud and take extra showers so I could have showerspirations, which I love. And it began to dawn on me that I was looking for my surface why, which most people talk about. What's your surface why? It may include, you know, family and your loved ones, etc. What's your surface why? So let's say, you know, you want to lose weight, and but really what truly is the motivation of that? Not just to lose weight, right? What is the true why? Well, I want to be healthy, and in doing so, then I can live longer and see my grandchildren run around and actually play with them. Okay, that's a stronger why than just I want to lose weight. See the difference? But ultimately, still, that's a surface why. That's not something that is like totally down deep within me why I'm here. And so I really began eating this up, and I started seeing this as, you know, when we look at our whys, we come from an overprocessed world. We want things quick. We are self-serving, selfish instead of selfless. We're selfish overall. Not all of us are. You all aren't, right? Because that's why you're here. You want to serve. You want to love. You want to give of your time. And if not, maybe you're learning that in your process of what you are doing, fulfilling your purpose in life. But we live in just an overprocessed world. We want everything now, and it has to happen this way, or it's not the right way. And there's, you know, these are the steps you have to take. And if you take these steps, this is what happens. It's so overprocessed. I mean, we overprocess our food, yet we even overprocess our mindsets, how we think. We also live a fear-filled life. Say that three times fast. We live a fear-filled life. Most of our actions are driven, I should say. Let's speak proper English here. Most of our actions are driven by fear. We react to things instead of being proactive. We wait till a crisis happens to make changes instead of saying, wait, I need to do this in order to stay away from those crises, right? So how does this all fit in? Well, it all blends in with the surface why. Think about your illusion of fairy tales and sparkles. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice just to have a fairy tale life? Have all the money that you wanted. You know, you meet your Prince Charming and you ride off into the sunset and there's nothing to worry about. And you have these wonderful little children that are so perfect and docile, and they're gorgeous and beautiful, and they grow up to be wonderful attributes to the community. Nothing goes wrong. The illusion of fairy tales and sparkles. Wouldn't it be nice just to have that? But that's not what we live, yet that's what we see on reality TV. We want to have, oh, we want that. And then we read the newspapers 2 weeks later and, oh, it's a breakup. Or this is what happened. Or there's an affair with this. Or somebody broke up with them. Or, oh, out of wedlock baby. All this stuff gets in the way. It also comes from a victim mindset. Those surface whys, when we think about what we want to do, is more of a victim mindset. I want to lose weight. Why? Because I'm fat. I can't fit in my size 8 anymore. I'm in a size 16. What's my problem? I don't like my size. So it's a victim mindset. All of this adds up to a surface why, which fades very quickly. And you wonder why we don't accomplish anything. Because it's not necessarily that God-given purpose that is soul-driven. And I say that because that is your angelical why, your soul why. Now, regardless of your religious beliefs, you can look at soul as just something deep, that gut, intertwined feeling that you get deep down that you cannot explain. It's heavenly. It's angelical. It is just, it's totally impactful where you're like just kind of mesmerized by the whole thing. And when it all begins to come together, you're in awe and you stand there and you're like, oh my goodness, I see it all come together. Maybe you all have had that experience. Maybe you've seen it and you have been frightened by it. And so you go back to your surface why. But I want to challenge you today that you need to look at your soul why. You need to dig even deeper and not hide behind the surface why, but be willing to jump in and go for your soul why. It's scary. Yes, it is. I'm not going to lie to you because I've been dealing with that too. I've been asking and prayerfully saying, Lord, I don't know exactly what this is and where you're pointing me to, but there's just something here. It's eating at me. It's my soul why. And I've asked him to help unravel it for me. So today, this is your kiss. Are you ready for your kiss? Here we go. I want you to put meaning to the tickles in your life. You're like, what? Yes, I want you to put meaning to the tickles in your life. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, because it's fun, right? We all like to be tickled, right? Well, you see, the tickle is that tingly feeling, that feeling that you get when something special is there, that something special is your soul why. So you need to put meaning to the tickles in your life. How you do that? Number one, what gives you butterflies? I really want you to pay attention to that. What gives you butterflies? You need to be observant. A lot of times we're just going through our days. We're just doing our duties, doing our responsibilities, getting through the day. We get up, we remember to brush our teeth. We go to bed, remember to brush our teeth, and we don't know what happened in between. I need you to remember what happened, and I need you to answer the question, what gives you butterflies? Number two, what do your thoughts revolve around? What do you consistently think about? What is there that, you know, it's like, but you really haven't put it all together. But there's some stuff here that kind of goes together. I want you to write it down. I want you to journal it or keep it in your phone because these thoughts can be like literally butterflies. They come and go and you may not know how important they are. So just keep a little note. If you guys, everybody has almost a cell phone now, seriously. And if not, just get a little notepad and put it in your purse or have it in your desk at work. And I want you just to jot down little thoughts that come up like, oh man, this crossed my mind today. Write it down. It may be a Bible verse. It may be just a thought of somebody. It may be an action that you're going to take that you're like, wow, this is not normal for me to think about this, but, and you write it down, okay? What do your thoughts revolve around? Number three, I want you to be patient. Open your mind to the unexpected. You see, a lot of things of what we do in life is out of expectations, okay? All right, saying this, the good old Apple, right? Apple, they have what? A new phone that comes out basically clockwork every year. We have expectations that something new is going to happen to that phone when they release it. The crazy thing is, though, those expectations, when we set them, we usually miss out on the unexpected. And so what I mean by be patient and open your mind to the unexpected is be mindful of what you aren't seeing because you're not observant. Open your mind to the unexpected. God may be leading you down a road that you never thought about. But when you begin to put all the puzzle pieces together, boom, that becomes the bomb of your soul why. And it all makes sense. But the problem is you were looking in all the wrong places because you were looking in the expected areas, not the unexpected. See the difference? And number four, look for the three C's. Are you ready? These are great. The three C's are this: cues, clues, and constants. God sends you messages all the time. He sends you clues, and there are constants within your life that keep popping up. You need to pay attention to those. You need to look for them. You need to look for the three C's, the cues, the clues, and the constants. Look for the three C's. That's it. That's a way to put meaning to the tickles in your life. By doing so, you will begin to find your angelical why, your soul why. It will bring you such great joy that it will be totally indescribable. And you will be standing there in total awe and amazement going, wow, I wish I would have known this 20 years ago. But now you know it. So be on the lookout for your soul why. Make it a part of your week today. Starting today, put meaning to the tickles in your life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to hear all about your soul why and your search and what you discover. Blessings, hugs, and lots of loves. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.